It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
I'm listening. I'm just listening.
You're just listening?
I'm just listening.
Okay.
I'm just listening to it, to what you have to say.
I don't know what to tell you here.
I'm going to walk out. I'm going to walk out for 5 minutes.
No, please.
I'm going to leave for 5 minutes.
No.
I'm going to come back. I need to think about this.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You're never going to come back, are you? You're not going to come back.
I'm Miltoning you pretty hardcore right now. Pulling a Milton. I'm just going to listen the whole time.
Or an Aaliyah. I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, pulling an Aaliyah on you. Oh, yeah. Well, she would never come back.
She Milton just wouldn't does come back. Back. Well, yeah. It does look like from the preview, she may be.
Can you believe they got her to come back?
I can't believe it.
You're not.
She got blissed.
She got blissed into the situation. Dude, lots of shockers on this.
Oh, yeah.
Big I was
time. For everyone but the producers, I suspect.
I was like, what? And then what?
Yeah.
And then what?
I remember you'd call me individually each time and say, what? And then you'd just hang up. It was weird. It's really strange.
I was just like,
oh my goodness.
Goodness gracious.
I just could not believe it.
Goodness, Johnny, why'd you do this?
I just could not believe it.
How deep down the rabbit hole will we go on the conspiracy theories attached to if the producers knew, if they didn't know when it comes to the Lydia Uche stuff? How deep are we going to go?
There's a 50-50 chance, Ben. They either did know or they didn't know. Always. You know, I'm going to have to give it a 50-50 chance. That's my, I did the math.
Well, our former guest on the show, Shane Jensen from season 2, tweeted out this week, a screen grab from an article that was the show's showrunner, Chris Colleen, is that his name? Basically saying, we had no idea that they had dated previously. When we found out, we asked them to just keep it quiet, but then it just came to a head and it had to be said. And Shane quote tweeted this basically saying, Natalie and I getting back together. There's a better chance of Natalie and I getting back together than there is of this being true. That's what Shane said.
I would just say none of that is true. There's no way that once they started talking, they were like, you guys can't tell anyone, blah, blah, blah. Because any way the drama would unfold would be great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But also, they had to have known from the beginning. Lydia and Uche had to have known that both of them were going on to Love is Blind. The producers had to have known.
Oh, you're right. I think about that. By 3 months ahead, you definitely know.
The casting process goes way back.
You know, but by what we've heard, you definitely know you're in the casting process.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They knew. They knew when they had rekindled their relationship.
Actually, no, people can be added late in the casting process. And the way that we watched that scene unfold between Uche and Lydia, he did seem to genuinely not know who he was talking to. He did seem to be genuinely surprised. These people are not good actors.
That's true.
Seemed genuine. That is the one thing I will say. I would expect that they would have known if they had been fucking in February, but they did seem genuinely surprised that they were both there.
Maybe Uche just forgot. Maybe he just forgot that Lydia was on the show. I don't know.
They seemed surprised. He definitely seemed surprised.
With the way the casting process works, it's befuddling to me that they wouldn't have known.
No, you know what? Uche seems like a bit of a rule follower, so I think he wouldn't even mention that he was going on Love is Blind because of NDAs.
But as you said, these people aren't great actors. So I'm like, it's a toss up for me. 50-50.
I think it's 50. There's either a chance that they are great actors or they aren't great actors, you know?
Maybe Uche is a great actor.
He's really good at poetry, so he must be good at all of the arts. It was definitely fun. Every little detail that we're going to go into of how it unfolded,
it was
more and more fun the way that it built.
Oh, yes. And oh my God, there's so many layers to this too, because is Lydia over him? I don't know about that either. This could have been potentially set up for incredible drama in Mexico for the honeymoons if they had still continued forward with the process.
Did you say layers, by the way, Ben?
Onions have layers. Ogres have layers. Onions have layers. You get it. We both have layers.
And this soundbite coming in the day that we find out that there is going to be an Airbnb of Shrek Swamp, which is very cool. So we will be broadcasting live from the swamp.
And I can't wait for our special ordered Shrek Crocs to arrive. I'm really waiting for those.
Did you order them?
Dude, we both did. Come on. You know we did. Oh,
okay. Yeah. All right. I thought you genuinely would, though.
Very tempting. I do love Crocs, especially the winter ones with the inline fur. Very comfortable. Yeah. Those are the best.
The Shrek ones are limited edition, dude.
I know. I really want the 7-Eleven Crocs. If you've seen the 7-Eleven Crocs,
I have not seen those.
Very sweaty. Very
what is
cool.
It like? Some Slurpee colors or something? What is it?
Yeah, Slurpee colors.
Nice. Great. I can't wait.
How do we only have three couples?
It's insane.
The producers are like, we failed. We'll just take off a couple episodes.
Right?
We'll take off a couple episodes.
This season is so weird. It's the weirdest season we've ever had.
There's been four episodes in the pods. Are we even done with the pods?
I don't know. Maybe this is why we have a shortened, amount of episodes this first batch. I don't know. Because don't we usually get five?
Yeah. I don't know. How long are we going to be in Mexico for? How long
maybe
is the wedding going to be?
I'm thinking maybe an episode.
What
I don't
is
know.
The structure going to be? How is it going to work? I love it. I'm so confused.
I love it. It's completely thrown a wrench in the whole thing.
We heard a producer on the God mic. I mean, they're pulling back everything.
I love it. This might be my favorite season aside from season one.
It's good. It's good stuff. It's wild.
Yep.
All right, let's get into the episode, though. So Taylor and JP, they're about to meet each other. Well, Taylor is not afraid of JP not thinking she's cute. And JP is trying not to think about what she looks like, so he doesn't have a set image of what she looks like. But
He just keeps picturing baseball players is what it is. Texas Rangers baseball players. Adolis Garcia.
Holding American flags, of course.
Yes, exactly.
And then they finally meet.
Sugar Bay!
Yeah.
Sugar Bay!
And then JP is like,
oh, sugar!
That is a deep cut sound bite. For all of you longtime Reality Alert fans, that is Lamar Odom from Celebrity Big Brother Season 3.
We'll never do one of those again. We'll never do one of those.
Oh, I thought you meant a soundbite from Celebrity Big Brother.
No.
A Big Brother thing?
Big Brother. Yeah.
Or just Big Brother in general? Yeah,
Big Brother in general. It's too much.
Yes, no, we will it's not. This was a really awkward meetup, right? This was very awkward.
Oh, yeah. It would have been less awkward if they had, done something butt related since they've been talking about the sugar butts all along.
Yeah, they didn't even bump butts.
They had got to bump some butts.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't want them to do like ass to mouth or anything, but they could have at least done a butt bump.
I was hoping for a baby pool in the center of the carpet, and it's filled with sugar. and they both dip their little sugar butts into it.
Okay. I was like, I was thinking, I instantly
went to, you're wondering where that was going.
Though. I instantly went to like, what, a KY jelly? I was like, what is going to happen with these butts?
Well, you never know. Maybe, maybe they strip down and there's Calvin Klein underwear.
Yeah.
You know? We don't know. We don't know who's sponsoring the season. Truly, I think is sponsoring.
We don't
the
know. But. They kept talking about how excited they were, but they did not seem excited.
No, but then again, people like JP, what does excited sound like for him? You know, I don't think he has inflection to that degree where you can.
That's
tell.
True. Yeah, I'm
kind
excited.
Of like Brent, or was that his name? Brent and Alexa, you know,
who?
From the the last Texas season.
Oh yeah, was that his name?
Brennan. I'm sorry,
Brennan.
Yeah, I mean he didn't have much. Did you ever see him get excited? I didn't.
No, and JP's even more subdued than that guy.
Yeah, exactly. You're just not going to see that level of excitement from him.
Yes. So Taylor says she wouldn't have gone after JP in the real world because he has a gap tooth. And I was like, I didn't even notice that he had a gap tooth until
I didn't
she
either.
Said it.
It's not like a Michael Strahan level gap. It's not like a
that's exactly what my sister said. I've talked to multiple people about this. Yeah. No one has everyone I talked to was like, I did not notice the gap tooth until she said anything about it.
Does she just counting all the gaps in his teeth like he just flosses well or so? I don't understand.
No, she thinks that gap tooth is huge. This is Taylor to all people with gap teeth.
You guys are busted.
She doesn't like it.
The busted debate, should we continue it? Because
no, I mean I think
it's all the rage on our YouTube comments.
Well, I think it was just a couple people saying, yeah, busted is ugly where I live.
My wife had never heard of it either.
Wow, you guys are just too nice. You don't know all the lingo for calling people ugly.
Love is lingo-less.
Hell yeah, love's blind.
Yeah, I love how she says hell yeah, love's blind after being like, yeah, he is a gap tooth, but I guess we'll still continue on the show. Yeah.
Love is gap. I mean blind.
Yeah,
but it's really gap. It's a big gap. Blind. It's blind.
Shit. Yeah. So this is the boring couple. They're boring. Shall we move on?
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to talk about his gap anymore.
I mean, I do, but. All I think about is your gap tooth. Maris is talking about, do you say salmon or salmon? She was just saying that to get on the TV in our podcast. Nobody says salmon.
Hey, it's working.
Working. Good job, Maris.
Come on.
She worked it. She's going to make salmon merch. Stacy reads this poem for Izzy, which I cut down because they were you know, talking amidst it. So I'm gonna play it.
Okay.
Izzy, oh Izzy, the words you say sometimes put me in a tizzy. So much so I need a cocktail filled with something fizzy. I'd rather stay in a pod with you than go take a whizzy. Even though you're busy, you still make me dizzy. I could be your Izzy Mizzy. Oh Izzy.
Yeah.
She rhymed all the words with Izzy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was waiting for Jizzy, but it didn't happen.
Yeah. Why didn't we get Jizzy?
Why didn't we get Jizzy? You have Izzy and Jizzy. It's right there.
Maybe it didn't make the cut. I don't know.
I'm sure she was thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait to make you Jizzy. Come on, it's right there.
This is fucking art.
Come
it was
on.
Weird how the last line of that poem didn't rhyme. It just said, by the way, I can't tell you that I love you yet. That's what it said. It's really strange.
Yeah. It's weird we didn't see her say it to Izzy. It's like she just wrote that for him to read to her friend, but it wasn't for Izzy.
Yeah. Because she's one to goof.
Yeah, she's just all fun. She's a fun ride, as she says. Yeah.
Staying in the shallows, baby.
Yeah, since the whole time she was reading that, though, I was like, God, her voice is so hot. Oh, my God. You know, I didn't even hear
especially
what she's
when
saying.
She said jizzy. Oh, wait, she didn't? I could have
sworn. Oh, I could have sworn. I could have sworn. Sworn. Oh, isn't it for a guy named Jizzy? I don't know. Meanwhile, in the men's quarters, Izzy is doing push-ups to take the stress off of being torn between choosing between two women. Oh, the stress. It's so hard.
Yeah.
It's the hardest thing he's ever had to do. What a hard life he's lived.
Yeah. Flashes of Barnett from season one. For
oh,
sure.
I have to choose two women that I'm in love with. Oh, your poor life. Oh.
I mean, I really know I'm going to go with the sexy voice, but I mean, oh.
Izzy and Stacy. Stacy asks how he's doing. He's like, oh, I'm having really a hard time choosing between you and another woman. comfort me, please.
I'm so blunt about it. I love it.
He's like, you're there, but there's other girls. She's pretty close. It's really hard, you know. You really should step it up a bit.
We got to get deep today. You're my deep girl. Need you to go deep.
Go deeper. He asks Stacy if she sees a future with him. She says it's starting to build. She hasn't felt this way in a long time. She says, and I quote, I wrote it down, you make me feel like my lungs and my heart are fighting against each other, like my breath can't keep up with my heart rate anytime I'm around you or even just thinking about you.
I think she needs a COVID test as soon as possible.
Yeah, I think Izzy makes you feel uncomfortable. That sounds like symptoms of anxiety. I don't think he's good for you.
You might be having a panic attack.
Yes, listen to your body, girl. Come on.
Yeah, you might want to talk to somebody that's not a producer on the show.
It's not helping.
Making it worse.
Listen to your heart. Listen to your lungs.
Take advantage of the free therapy that Netflix provides.
Yes, but you know, Stacy starts crying. Vulnerability. When those tears happen, I think it really seals it for Izzy. He needed those tears.
Yeah. Yep.
It's really beautiful.
The tears make Izzy jizzy.
Jizzy, Izzy. Baby, he got her. Love's Fine Orchestra really fucking telling us everything. You know, the baby, I got you, you know?
Oh, yeah.
He got her. Thank you.
You know, that song is really deep. It really is. Yeah. You got to think about it a bit. It's a thinker.
You know, this scene is when I knew that Aaliyah and Uche were gonna go to Mexico together.
Yeah, that's because the one.
She confesses that she likes to grab the skin on her elbow, and I was like, oh, the weenus.
I like the weenus.
Yes. Were you aware that it was called the weenus?
No.
You weren't?
Mm-hmm. I guess I just have the most limited vocabulary ever between.
Yeah, you don't know busted. You don't know weenus.
I know weenus in the other sense. Of the, you know, like penis, like if you say,
but with a W,
yeah,
I know, weenus, the skin on your elbow, you know,
okay, uh-huh.
So I like to grab it, okay,
yeah,
and that's so okay, yeah.
She also likes to eat Splenda packs and honey.
She seems really cool.
Yeah,
she really does.
Uche really lost one.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He says he has no weird things about him except for his OCD, which I don't think is actually OCD. He's just neat and tidy.
I mean, if I see a crooked picture hanging up on a wall, it's going to annoy me a little bit, too. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Wouldn't it anyone? I don't think that's...
You need to go to the doctor.
I don't consider myself someone with OCD. But if I'm like sitting in a room and there's like a crooked picture, I'd be like, oh, that's a bit annoying.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people with actual OCD get a little upset with people calling themselves like OCD. I have OCD. I like when forks go in like the fork slot in the drawer and knives go in the knife slot. I have OCD. Right. It's like, I don't think you have OCD.
Yeah. I like my laundry to go in the laundry basket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you're neat.
Yeah. You're just tidy.
Yes. The women do the cha-cha slide. That was fun. R.I.P. the cha-cha slide guy.
Who died?
The guy who made the cha-cha slide.
Did he really? No way.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
DJ whatever. The cha-cha slide guy. Wow. DJ something. Chris Fox talks to Milton and JP, and he claims that someone said he has a sexy voice.
I feel like a human Capri Sun.
Oh, Chris, stop.
Stop, you stop. Playboy.
Oh, my God, Chris, that voice. I'm melting. Ooh, Chris.
You know, you put him and Stacy in a room together, and everybody's going to be jizzying.
That vocal fry from both of them, it just gets me going. Ooh. He's a player with a sexy voice. Chris Fox.
Chris Fox is so cool. So cool.
Yes. Lydia and Milton, they drink cocktails. Milton gets her this creepy bee toy. What is this bee toy?
It's weird. It looks like it was one out of Dave and Buster's or something. I don't know.
It looks like it's meant for like a two-year-old to ride.
Yeah.
She gets.
I think the producers just told the PA, go out and get a bee. And then he went to Target and he grabbed that.
She got him a metamorphic rock, and they talk about looking at it under his microscope and how hot that would be.
Oh, ooh.
Ooh. Brr.
What else?
You're such a nerd, Lydia. What else are we going to look
at under the microscope? Huh?
Yeah. But then there is something so shocking. I've never been so surprised about something. Can you believe that Milton is a competitive Pokemon player?
Hell yes.
I am so shocked.
Yeah. Gotta catch them all.
Yeah, I cannot believe it.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why he committed to the relationship, is because he can, you know, go catch different types of Pokemon down in Mexico, you know, on Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
So.
My favorite thing that happened, though, is he asks her what her greatest accomplishment in life is. And she talks all about how she got 2 degrees and while she was working at a pasta restaurant, but she still got a 3.9 GPA and how amazing that is. And then
that is amazing.
You think she's going to then say, okay, what is your greatest accomplishment, Milton? But she then goes, so what's your biggest trauma?
Tell me why you're so fucked up, Milton.
Yeah, Milton, I don't care about your successes. Why are you so fucking weird? What drove you to play competitive Pokemon?
Buddy, I know you got skeletons in your closet. Let them out. Let's hear it. I'm bored.
So he fucked up his back so bad he got organ failure.
Jesus.
Yeah, right. 12 screws in his spine.
Good
and
Lord.
I thought it was interesting. He said he didn't want to cry in front of his parents and his sisters.
That is so really odd. Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to meet this family and see how fucked up they are. That's what I want to see.
I think we
got to meet this. I was like, please get engaged. We got to meet these people and see this dynamic.
They're probably all big criers. They're all probably super emotional. And he's the one who like is counter to that. You know?
Do you think they're like Pokemon gym leaders? You know, but he's not. He didn't want to cry in front of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They're in the Elite Four.
Yeah, they're cool.
It's really cool stuff. Lydia says if his back fucks up and he's wheelchair bound, she will still love him.
Wow.
Wow.
Love even when he's spineless.
That's amazing. And then he says that he's not going to live as long because he's so tall. And I liked how Lydia's like, you're telling me how tall you are? Milton, Milton is really throwing out he's really, yeah. You know, he's slipping everything in right now. He's like, I have a microscope. We can look at things together. I'm really tall, and I play Pokemon. Three of the hottest things you can say about yourself.
Whoo. It's getting hot in there.
It is fucking hot as hell.
So hot that she actually goes up to the wall. We talked about this last episode. I said, when are we going to get some wall action?
Yeah.
And here we are. Lydia is groping the wall. This is what we wanted.
Yeah, I don't get why he tells her to be so, tells her to stop being so fucking weird. I go right against the wall and I'd be like,
get up against this wall, man.
Yeah, she says, I want you. I want you so bad. It was steamy.
We've never had any wall coitus.
Finally, some wall coitus.
In the history of Love is Blind, we've never had it. We still haven't had it, but I'm hoping one of these days we're going to get some.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dear Lord.
That's what I was feeling from this scene.
Oh yeah.
On the other side, we get Johnny and Izzy. Izzy says, I'm feeling strongly for you and somebody else. And he goes, I'm going to tell the differences between you two. Full transparency, okay?
The sweetheart.
She has a sexy voice. You don't.
Yeah.
You have this weird thing where you married somebody and you didn't really love them. She doesn't.
Yeah.
She's fun. You're kind of a drag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any questions?
If you want a chance at this, Johnny, I'm going to need you to sexy up that voice.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to need you to be a little more high pitched, a more moaning in between each word.
Yeah. And fry it up a bit. You got to fry it up a bit.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. That's it.
Izzy needs to jizzy. Okay.
Yes. But I have no problem with vocal fry. It's just there. It exists. He says, I love that you have trauma because I have trauma too. That's such a nice thing to say.
Yeah,
beautiful. I like it. Johnny then, he throws down. He's like, I have the same thing with Chris, okay? She's your Chris. I'm sure she's told you she's a human caprice son. You know, I know she's doing all those things. She's like, if I chose Chris to be a repeat of my previous relationships, but I'm not going to settle. Come on. Like, all, you know, she's going to be fun. I know I'm not fun, but I'll be a good wife.
Izzy's like, wait, do you mean Chris Fox? Is that what you mean? Chris
Fox? Yeah, he goes by Chris Fox. Show him some damn respect.
That's who you're talking about, right? That's my buddy, Chris Fox.
Yeah. Johnny says, if we don't leave here together, we're going to think about each other for the rest of our lives. And he's like, what's your name again?
Yeah.
Her whole thing felt very rehearsed. It felt like she was going into court, you know?
Oh, yeah, I know. It's like she had a big reason. It's like she was pitching. She was
in her confession beforehand. She was like, I need to make my case.
Yeah.
And then he breaks it out off with her and he starts saying, I wish you the best as she calmly walks out. Wow.
It ain't over.
It's you don't
never
think so?
Over.
Yeah. I mean, she'll be back, but
they should just, man, they really should just have her go to Mexico with all of them.
Oh, they're saying they should have a
she
throuble.
Could just be like a seventh wheel to the other
yeah.
three couples, right?
But I really liked her theme music that they gave her.
Ooh, I was so reckless. I just kept on falling. I loved you without caution. You left me breathless.
It's like, wow, Love is Blind Orchestra really,
they
really
her.
Dug at her. Shade. Yeah.
They went full Jeff Ross on her ass.
Yeah, she was reckless. She loved him without caution. Damn. Johnny feels blindsided. She feels dumb because she once again chose someone who's emotionally available And she says that she's going to talk to Chris, even though she shit on their relationship the whole time.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to stay on the show.
You got to stay on somehow, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
She's like, he has no self-respect. He'll stay with me.
Yeah. Chris Fox, he's gonna stick around for a while.
Yeah. Izzy and Stacy, they have like this little lunch date.
Yeah, baby.
This is so cute.
Oh, that was hot. That was hot. God,
so sexy.
That was so sexy.
You hear the way she said cute? She didn't say it like Johnny would. Johnny would just say cute.
She goes, cute.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, baby.
He loves saying yeah, baby, by the way. He started saying yeah, baby a lot. Oh, my God, you like a dog.
Yeah, panting like a dog.
Dog. Dog.
Get the fuck over here. Dog.
Izzy says he's really happy for how how things ended with Johnny, and Stacy plays as well. She says, "I'm gonna stay out of it," but you know she wants to trash Johnny.
Oh, he's
like, she was so reckless.
Yeah, I mean later after she gets proposed to, she does kind of raise her voice a little extra loud with Johnny in the room. It was a beautiful proposal. Johnny, did you hear that?
Did you hear Johnny? Did you? Word? Is Johnny here? He says it's like finding his first love. He asks Stacy where she's at with the L bomb. Who the fuck? How are you going to be over the age of like 20? No. How are you over the age of 5 and say L bomb? Just say where you at with saying I love you. Grow up, people. Yeah. Become emotionally mature. The L word, the L bomb. Come on.
Why
are people so
afraid of talking about lube? I don't understand. Huh? Come on.
Yeah, even your dog knows what's going on. People got me thinking about it. Always just makes, whenever people say L word, it always just makes me think of like that. It was on Showtime, right? The L word. It always just makes
right.
me.
Yes.
I'm always just like, why are we talking about lesbians? What does that have to do with Love is Blind? This is a very heteronormative show.
Yes. Until we get a Love is Blind, queer Love is Blind.
Fine. Which is what we should be talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that would be very good.
It'd be better, probably.
But, yeah, where you at the L-bomb? Grow up, Izzy, okay? Stacy says the quote-unquote L-bomb is on her mind. She says he said it's pushing her in that direction, but it will be there when it's right. Izzy doesn't like this response. You can tell. It's all over his face. He's not happy about it. Yeah, so he doesn't like the response to her saying that she's not ready to say I love you. And she also adds that she hasn't had a boyfriend in 4 years. She's dated people for a long time, though. And she also says she's not well conditioned for this emotional stuff. And you see Izzy going, oh no, I'm being Johnny'd all over again. Everything's not perfect. Everything's not matching up exactly the way I want it.
Yeah. Here I had 15 choices, and yet it feels like I have none.
Yes.
So it's terrible.
Why couldn't I just pick everyone?
Yeah. It's too bad. They should let them do that on future seasons.
I know. They should just be able to do whatever they want.
Yeah. Why not?
No rules. No rules.
No rules. Let them marry as many people as they want to.
Do you ever feel that Izzy is a shark? Because I wonder if Love is Blind Orchestra is kind of to tell us something.
Okay. My God.
Blood in the water. I mean, is Izzy hunting? Is he a shark? What are they trying to say?
How's this for subtext? What if they don't know, and this is going to be the next big twist of the show, blood and water. What if Izzy and her are brother and sister and they don't know it yet?
That would be quite the thing. Love it. It's like Survivor blood versus water, you're saying.
Yes.
Which was
yeah, if you don't know thicker than water. Yes.
Yes. If you haven't watched Survivor, that was when everybody kind of brought a relative with them on one season. So that would So it's like,
but it's not even just a reference to that. It's a reference, it's just the phrase in general, blood is thicker than water.
Yes. But you were also referencing Survivor blood.
Yes.
Blood versus water.
But you know.
So it's like dated that would related. Be the next
big when are we going to get a twist like that on Love is Blind?
Yeah. I mean, they're working their way through twists. We got our first big twist finally this season.
Yeah. We've
been saying we
knew each
twists.
Other before. And next, we're going to get people who are actually brother and sister. They don't recognize each other's voices.
Yeah. Well, when they go down to, but when they do the Alabama season, I'm sure they will roll tight into that.
Then it'll be the Lydia situation, like with a lot of people, and also the blood and water situation. Yeah, yikes!
Like we can't film thing in Alabama because like they have all those dry counties down there. They're like, we can't film, you know, we can't film in Alabama. Men's corners. Chris is like, it's not fun being a backup. Izzy's gonna have this over me for the rest of my life. And everyone's like, don't think about that way. Think about all the followers you're going to have on Instagram. You have to marry Johnny.
You already got the name, Chris Fox. And now you're going to get the followers along with it.
Yes. When Chris walks away, he is looking, Izzy. When Izzy walks away from this situation, he is looking emotional and stressed, like he's having second thoughts, like from talking to Chris.
I
think Izzy is looking a little like, oh fuck, what am I gonna do right now?
They seem pretty buddy buddy in the men's quarters, Chris and Izzy.
Well, isn't that usually the way that it goes?
Yeah,
the men are never feuding. The men are.
I'm trying to think of an instance, and I'm having trouble. Yeah.
No, it's always the women that are like that are going to war.
What are you talking about? Lydia and Aaliyah are twins.
You're right. They're the same person. They need to have a sister moment.
Yes.
And then everything will be okay. Chris and Johnny. This blew my mind because Johnny tells Chris that she's had a shitty morning and that Izzy ended things with her. And I'm like, it's the same day?
Yeah.
So the same day that he ended things with you, you go back to Chris.
Yeah. I've had a really shitty day. The guy that I actually liked dumped me and now I'm stuck with Chris Fox. You?
Yeah, you. And I'm back to you already the same day.
So mean.
And then she goes, yesterday when I ended things, I heard you had an emotional reaction to our breakup. And then I was like, wait, so you only broke things off yesterday? Everything has happened in like less than 24 hours?
That train moves fast, baby. You gotta hop on.
It does, but
or
like
get
you
off.
Can never tell, yeah. like they haven't posted like we knew when days 1 and 2 happened, but this all we know they're in the pods for 10 days, I think.
Yes, but remember, one day in the Love is Blind universe is like six years. It's like dog years. So you have to understand.
But usually,
these are long relationships.
Like I can never really tell. But they never include how much time has passed. And they usually don't include people referencing how much time has happened. Yeah. So I was like, what? It's only been that long. Sometimes it's been like 2 days, but it's or like at least a day. But it's been like 12 hours since the start of this.
I have a feeling. So they do all this production within the course of 2 weeks, right? Is that what we heard? But I have to assume that they'll take one day to focus on one or two couples in particular, and then they'll move on to others. You know, like they'll dedicate days, I would imagine.
I don't know. They have all those pods going on.
Yeah. Well, we don't know that that's actually happening. I think that could just
you think people just walk into the pods and it's like fake?
Yeah for that's an establishing possible too. Shot for an establishing shot.
Yeah, you're right. That's true.
Yeah. I mean, just from like a production,
such a big cast, but you're right. I don't know.
Look, it's not like there's an actual script, but the director needs to get certain shots.
No, definitely.
And it's not always going to be organic. You know,
yeah, I would really like to know, like, what exactly is going on, you know?
Like, when six guys come out of a pod and one is like, oh, that was a good date. Like, that's, I don't think that's genuine.
Or when some guy just happens to be outside and is like, yeah, how'd it go? You're like,
yeah,
we have to stop ruining the magic.
It's like they didn't organically just walk out of the pods at the exact same time. They finished their conversation at the exact same time. I don't
know. This is fucking art.
Yeah, okay. Art. But yeah, Chris is like, are you ready? So Johnny says she wonders if she repeated a pattern with Izzy because she tends to go for people who are emotionally unavailable and never had a secure relationship. These details are important. Chris is like, are you ready for a switch? And Johnny says, yes, you are the safe choice. Even though it's, and by quote, safe choice, even though it's, quote, less exciting.
Yeah, ouch.
Again. Oh, that's what everybody wants to hear. That
so
is
so mean.
So that is so nice to hear, you know?
Your sexy Chris's voice, like, is just so boring, Chris Fox.
Chris is like, it hurts to hear that I'm not exciting. I want to know that you
just keeps taking it on the chin.
I want to know that you 100% want to be with me. She's like, I 40% want to be with you. Isn't that enough? Isn't that enough? I 60% want to be with Izzy, but I 20% want to be with you.
I was just waiting for Johnny to just be like, Chris, let's cut the bullshit. You know, neither of us have a partner here. Let's link up, go to the next round. Maybe we could win this $1 million in the end, okay? Let's team up here.
Goodness, Johnny, why did you do this?
And she's eating during this. She's eating! She's eating! And he's like, you're cute with your mouth full. I'm like, Chris, stop complimenting her. She's shitting all over you.
Yeah, yeah.
He says, I want to be with you. I want you. She says, are you ready for an engagement? He says, I need to think about it. I thought it would be funny if he says, we need to think about it. And then he instantly proposed.
Yeah.
Think about it. All right, let's do it.
I think it would have been funny if he proposed and then she said yes with her mouth full.
Gosh. Yes, Izzy. I mean, Chris Fox. So this is interesting. Chris comes back to the men's quarters, Ben, and is like, I have no fucking clue still. Izzy tells Chris what Johnny said about him. Izzy says that Johnny said this whole experience was doing something new, and she was always dating people who she was safe with, but not in love with, so she couldn't see herself with Chris.
Uh-huh.
And Chris is like, she told me the same thing, but opposite. She told me she hasn't had safe before.
Hmm.
Which is true. She did tell them both the opposite things.
Yeah. Very
But it's
bizarre.
Weird because I don't feel like I feel like she wasn't exactly
lying.
Like, I feel like. Do you know what I mean? Like, as she was saying it, I feel like she hasn't had either. It's just different things. So, like,
or she just doesn't know what the fuck she wants.
I think that's true, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like she hasn't had safe before. Like, she hasn't had somebody who... This is just what I gathered. She hasn't had somebody who is secure before.
Uh-huh.
But she also keeps dating people who she's not actually in love with.
Right.
Yeah. But also, she's very confusing and doesn't know what she wants, and she's mistaken.
Well, it's just that one guy that she's ever been in love with, and she's pretty open about that. Yeah.
But I didn't feel that up until this, but I didn't feel like she was, like, totally malicious, despite The whole Chris thing is kind of
intentionally malicious. I don't think so at all. Absolutely not. But
yeah,
there are ways to hurt people's feelings without intending to.
Yeah, I didn't feel like she was like lying and. Yeah, I didn't feel like she was lying in like this totally like telling them different things and like a lying kind of.
No.
But
it does, if anything, the conversation does highlight the fact that Johnny doesn't really know what she wants, and she probably doesn't want Chris Fox.
No, she definitely doesn't want Chris Fox, but Chris should have known that from the fucking discussion that he just had with her.
He didn't need.
But I think it was nice of Izzy to. I think it was at least good of Izzy to be like, this is what she said about you.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that was just Izzy genuinely being like, "Hey, I'm going to do you a solid. Like, this is what she said about you. Like,
I don't want you to be the Kyle of the season."
Yeah, he was not doing that to fuck over Chris, or like you could tell he was just like, "Hey, I got to tell you." Like,
yeah.
He was not doing that to fuck over Johnny or Chris. You know, that wasn't even like. Like, I don't like Johnny. Like, I have things against her. You know what some people kind of do? Like, fuck her. It was like, nah.
Chris. I gotta say, I like people. I like seeing the contestants a little bit stand up to production in this season of being like, I'm not going to be that archetype for you. You know, I'm not going to be that person.
Yeah.
You know? But between both him and Aaliyah, too, you know.
But then we only get three couples.
I know. But, you know. Looks like they'll bring some people back into the picture.
They're protecting themselves from homelessness. You know, they don't want to.
Yeah.
We learned that Connor's number one is Miriam. So that was really good to know. We get to the men's corner. We learned that Connor.
I was like, who?
Connor, Ben. Seaman. The Connor. The Seaman. His number one is Miriam. He's talking to Milton. Connor.
You gonna tell me there were that many couples that were boring that we couldn't feature?
I wonder how many engagements happened. They were like, yeah, we had seven other couples. Like everybody got engaged. We just they were
actually,
really bad.
Every couple got engaged except for you know, the Aaliyah relationship and the Chris Fox relationship.
We had six other people that knew each other too. It just didn't seem relevant.
We're one big family here, you know?
Yeah. Aaliyah tells Lydia that she loves Uche's nerdy ass, and Lydia is just like, I've never been loved. And Aaliyah is so happy, and Lydia seems so depressed.
Yeah.
And Aaliyah says she doesn't want to be hurt and she's scared. And I'm like, why is Lydia so depressed? What is happening?
Yeah.
And originally I thought like she's just having sour grapes, and then I was like, later on, of course, it becomes obvious why she was so depressed.
I was thinking she must be scared because spooky season's coming up.
Yeah, spooky season is coming up. Yeah. Well, I think maybe she had like a work conference when Milton was going to be going to a Pokemon tournament. She was going to miss it. She was feeling depressed about it. Something like that.
Yeah.
So Uche and Aaliyah, they meet up, and he leaves a poem for her to read.
I walk in nervous. I hear your voice. You say my name. You are my choice. I'm excited now. I lose my poise. You destroy the fear. You drown the noise. Your love is rich. I'm feeling poor. You open up. I'm reassured. I think of you. I drift to sleep. How will we feel the day we meet? You are my queen. You are elite. My guard is down. Let's take the leap.
I thought you were going to do the Eminem soundbite where they hug.
Nah. Some of the rhyming wasn't even good. You remember like noise with poise?
Yeah.
With poise? Choice with poise?
Yeah. A Dr. Seuss, you are not, sir.
Yeah. What? You can't do true rhymes, only close rhymes? Come on. Work on it.
Work on it in a box with Chris Fox. Okay. Yeah.
Stick to owning a computing company or whatever and lawyering.
He did say he's a little rusty. So
stick
we'll
to lying. Stick to being a fucking liar who projects about trust issues, Uche.
Wow.
He's better at that. He is.
You got him.
I did.
You got his ass.
She loved the poem. It wasn't good enough, though. Nope. She's scared about being hurt. She says she trusts him with her heart and knows that he will be honest and straightforward no matter what.
Oh, his ears are burning.
And then he's like, speaking of no matter what,
I guess I better come clean.
So on the first day, there was a girl I have dated in the past, and it's Lydia. Dude, your I was like, what?
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like the producers were like Christopher Nolan or Quentin Tarantino, and they were like telling the story on a different timeline for us.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like jumping across, and it's like, that's really artistic. I think it's really cool.
Oh my God. We should watch a season of Love is Blind backwards and recap it.
Yes.
Yes.
Or not even backwards. We could do Pulp Fiction style and just take random scenes at different times.
Yes. That would be cool.
We'll start with the dog drinking wine and then we'll go from there.
That would be cool.
Yes.
So we go into the next episode and we see Uche and Lydia on day one, and Lydia instantly knows who she is, but Uche, that self-centered individual, he doesn't even, I do not recognize Lydia's voice.
Yeah. I mean, come on. It is very blatant.
Yes.
Although Uche, I will say, is very blatant as well, because he like pauses between each word. Like,
yeah. I mean, his voice is very distinct, but so is hers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When she said she loved Kobe, I was like, oh, she's a Lakers fan? And then I was like, oh, it's his dog, we later learn.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was a Kobe Bryant reference.
Yeah, I thought she was trying to make me judge her, you know? Like, she's a top five NBA. I was like, let's go. They're chummy, though. They don't know what to do, but we see her basically saying, you know, what do? Just start at Zirin's date? And then he says, I think it would ruin the experiment, you know, because we know what each other look like and we know who we are, so we probably shouldn't. And Lydia then looks disappointed, at least in the edit that we saw.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think makes sense. I feel like if I
was... Yeah, I think it was... And Lydia says this pretty much herself, too, which is that I'm pretty sure, you know, she wanted something more serious with him, and he clearly wasn't ready for something like that, and so they broke it off as a result, and she was really hurt by it and then blocked him on Instagram.
Yes, but yeah. At this instant in the pods,
mm-hmm.
She I think made it seem like she would have been willing to have more of a conversation here.
Oh yeah,
and try dating in the pods, and he said nah, it would ruin the experiment. Bye. And
yeah.
She looked devastated at, not devastated, but she looked sad at the end.
Now, do we think the producers told them they couldn't date?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't think it matters. It could be interesting either way. Why not let them?
Yeah. I mean, it depends on how serious they are about the sanctity of their
experiment.
Experiment.
There's not enough talk about the experiment this year. They've barely called it an experiment.
Yeah. I think Vanessa... they're trying to push away from that, actually. Just like with the ultimatum when they were like therapists say this is a, psychologists say this is a bad idea. You know, like,
it's lame. Vanessa and Nick weren't like, this is a proven experiment. Like guys, we know there's scientists there with labs and beakers and little notepads doing all the scientific method. We know that this takes place in a laboratory near the Hadron Collider. We know that this happens, you know?
Maybe they just don't want to reveal their 90% divorce rate on the show.
Yeah, they don't want to reveal
it. That could be the issue here.
But it's very successful. Look at Brennan and Alexa.
We have a lot of couples that get married. Don't ask what happens after that. But we have a lot of couples that get married.
Brennan and Alexa are America's couple. We love them.
Who?
Brent? Brent and Alexa.
Brian? What's his name again?
So Uche explains they dated for a few months. He didn't think they were compatible, so he ended things, but he keeps saying, she's an amazing person. She's amazing. She's so incredible. I'm like, dude, you're overselling. Just say, like, she's cool, you know? Stop saying how much you like her, you know?
Yeah, love
Make
her.
It worried. Aaliyah starts crying and says, it's Lydia, and she walks out. Not the last person we're going to see walk out on this episode. Wow. I guess she didn't want him anymore. I thought that maybe this was fake, but she didn't want him anymore.
They don't lie, the Love is Blind Orchestra. They tell it like it is.
Aaliyah's gut reactions, I think I would have had different ones. She says, it's not that I don't trust Lydia. I just don't know how to feel. I would have been like, I don't trust either of you. Why have you been lying to me this whole fucking time?
Yeah.
What's going on? What was the harm in telling me?
Especially,
this makes the whole thing more suspicious.
Yeah. With both of them, it's like, it's very bizarre. You would think he would have said it to her the second he started catching feelings. And with Lydia, the second that she found out that Aaliyah was interested in Uche, she should have said it as well at that point.
Wait, you chewed me out about honesty and the whole fucking cheating thing, and then you were lying to me this whole time about this?
Yeah.
And then you only told me when I told you about the importance of honesty and straightforward? You fucker.
You know what she should have said? She should have said, oh, so you're a recent liar.
Bit into a Kleinbar and said, you better get ready to suck my toes three times a day for the next 60 years of your fucking little life.
You're not going to be able to taste any other food because all you're going to be able to taste is my toes in your mouth for the rest of your life.
And you're
going to
be grabbing my fucking weenus every day. And after every time, I better be ready to hear.
I like the weenus.
I better be ready to hear that.
Yeah. I want you tugging my weenus right and left.
Yes. Yeah, Lydia says she needs to have a sister moment with her just to, you know, be like, I love you for lying to me.
So, you know, sibling relationships can be complicated, right?
Yeah. So. Uche says he's drawn to Aaliyah because both her and Lydia are both amazing people. You're the same person. You're the same person. You're both really annoying. You're annoying just like Lydia. He assures Aaliyah he is no longer into Lydia, even though, and he says, this is great. This is a really good thing to say. Even though she was 100% into me. Oh, this is very comforting. He couldn't give her 100% back. Aaliyah's like, I just want to make sure you two have resolved issues. Uche says, I just want to know how she feels because she blocked me on Instagram. So, you know, everything's resolved between us, but she was really into me. So you have nothing to worry about, but she was really into me and she's mad at me now.
Yeah. She's probably depressed back in the women's quarters right now.
Yes.
Has she been depressed? Has she been throwing herself into your arms and saying something's not right? Because that sounds like Lydia to me.
And then he drops this bit about Milton, where he says that Milton isn't ready to be engaged. And he says, you can't tell Lydia that, but he says he doesn't want Lydia to get hurt. But Milton is ready to get engaged, or at least you know, is thinking about it.
Yeah.
So is Uche fucking around? Is he manipulating? What is he up to?
Didn't Milton and Uche have a conversation at one point in the men's quarters where Milton did say something like that he wasn't sure yet if he was ready?
The last we heard from Milton, I might have skipped this convo, Milton was like, I don't know if I want to get married, but like I would propose tomorrow. He's been like a little like he says like weird things like
either
that.
Either way, but it's not for Uche to say.
No.
Yeah. It is. It's weird. It's like he's trying to deflect a little bit here.
He's not saying the right things. He's saying the wrong things. I mean, the right thing would have been being honest about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Aaliyah but says they'll get through it. What?
But Milton.
But Milton's going to hurt her.
Milton, he's going to care more about his rocks than about her.
Yes. Izzy and Stacy. Yeah, he proposes. She says she was always fine with solo and without the fairy tale, but she found it with Izzy. And she says,
oh,
so hot. Oh, so hot. God. So hot. And Izzy says, did you hear that?
Sounded like a certain international man of mystery.
Yeah, baby.
He's gone from yeah, baby to yeah, baby. Yeah.
Now that's a sexy voice.
That is a sexy voice.
Now we're talking.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Oh, behave, baby.
Oh, behave. Izzy says her heart isn't just beating out of... No, Stacy says her heart isn't just beating out of her chest. It's hot. Her heart is hot. Her voice is no longer the hot thing. Her heart is.
She's in a tizzy for Izzy.
It sounds like she has heartburn. Once again, I think she should get these things checked out.
Yeah, yeah. This isn't one too many instances. It's making it, you know, concerning.
Concerned.
Yeah.
Stacy goes back to the women's quarters and she's loudly, as we talked about, saying, I got engaged to Izzy, Johnny. Engaged. But it's Johnny's response that's my favorite part of this.
Happy for you.
Cheers.
Wish you all the best.
So sincere. It's
he's
really
working on
beautiful.
Her sexy voice, though.
Happy for you.
Cheers.
Wish you all the best.
She sounds very sincere. You can tell.
Wish you all the best.
Wish you all the best.
She's turned into a snake.
She's very happy. She's very happy for them. Well, she
I think that's
happy.
Really big of her. I think that's really cool.
She's about to get engaged to Chris, who she's totally into. So of course she'd be happy for them. She's over Izzy now.
Yeah, she's completely over it.
Yes. Back in the lounge, Johnny tells Estefina, who we totally know about, you know?
Yes. One of our favorites, Estefina. Yes.
Izzy said he had a bad credit score and just signed a lease somewhere else. Johnny said she was still open with Chris. I just wasn't prioritizing him. Estefina says Johnny and Chris are perfect for each other. They're perfect for each other. Not Izzy with the bad credit score and the new lease.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Estefina.
Estefina, important info. Good to know. Johnny and Chris. She's like, I just imagine you coming back from work on lunch and us walking and holding hands. So I guess Johnny's not going to work anymore when she marries Chris. Chris is her, this is her way out of the lawyer game. Chris is like, what is this? What is this scenario?
No, she'll, you know, when they're married, they'll meet up for lunch every now and again. That's the plan from Johnny's end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she says she shouldn't have taken for granted how secure he made her feel. Chris says he accepts her apology, says he put a lot of thought into this. And he has pictured them together. He says, I came here to find my wife. And at one point, he thought he had found his wife.
Trouble is washing over.
Ooh. Uh-oh. I think trouble is afoot.
Uh-oh.
And then he says he needs to be selfish today and worry about himself and choose someone who will always choose him.
Wow.
Bye, Johnny.
I wish he had just said the deep D line. I wish he had just said, I choose me. And then a million followers, a book and a new podcast. Let's go, yes. Chris Fox.
And some like lottery commercials and stuff. That would have been cool.
Yeah, for solitaire cash.
Solitaire cash. Come
you
know on.
That you can win real cash on solitaire cash straight to your PayPal account. All you got to do is get all the cards in on the solitaire, you know, and you get that money according to Deep D.
Aaliyah and so yeah, so that's the end. He says, maybe I will see you soon. Have a good day, Johnny.
Oh, that's nice.
He had to dig at her. He had to get her
back.
Polite.
He's so polite. He's
been, she's been kind of screwing with him. He had to screw with her too. Have a good day. Bye. Oh, Chris Fox. He's such a player.
He's a playboy, baby.
So I can't wait to see them in the real world.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, Johnny, you know, she didn't play this right. She cut off Chris too soon. She could have kept two options open, but she cut off Chris too early.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was, you know,
she didn't play a very strategic game. I was so
reckless. She was too reckless.
They just, man, they slay.
The love, yeah, they slay. You know, that's Johnny's theme song. Aaliyah and Lydia, they have their sister moment. They hug. They sob. They're like, I love you. I love you. And Aaliyah apologizes to Lydia.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yes.
No.
Aaliyah says it's a sign we should be friends because we are attracted to the same person.
Yeah.
No, it's a sign you probably shouldn't be friends because it's going to make things weird.
Yeah. And she gets really intimate here with telling all the details of Uche's life.
Yes. I love how much that pisses off.
It's Aaliyah. It's a bit much. It's a bit much.
Yeah, how much he loves her dog, his friends, how he's a workaholic, how his house is dope, his favorite whiskey, his favorite color, his car. I'm like, spoilers! If I was Aaliyah, I'd be like, spoilers!
Yeah.
I mean, I can't marry him now. You ruined everything. What else is there to know about him? He's not very interesting anyway.
She's like, here's his favorite sex positions. I'll go down the list. Yeah.
Aaliyah's like, I don't want to know this shit. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, he drives a Tesla? Man, I don't know.
But what's important here?
Important.
Important here. What's important here?
Max, you doing your sexy voice over there?
My sexy voice. Oh no, is that where she says is this where she says that we had sex 3 months ago? No, it wasn't here.
No,
yet.
Well, yeah, it is. It is.
Is it? She does it here?
I have it in my notes that she does.
Oh. Okay, yeah. She tells him that we fucked 3 months ago.
Yeah. Yep. She spills that right after she spills everything about his life, basically.
Yeah, that is. Oh, yeah, we had sex in January this year, 3 months ago.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm almost surprised, but Uche is such a liar. Am I? No, I was pretty surprised. That's crazy.
Pretty big detail that they left out. That Uche left out. Yeah.
It's like you don't think that Lydia would potentially reveal that. She's Lydia. She's a blabbermouth. She's loud. Yeah. She talks. She just talks. She doesn't shut the fuck up. It's Lydia. Dude, you dated her. How do you?
They gave so much to Aaliyah to sit with and think about, like a lot. And she's probably just processing this going, they knew this the whole time. And they never once thought to tell me. Never once.
I think Uche is going to have to get this theme song too. He was reckless.
He is. Yeah.
You gotta, if you're gonna then be honest, you gotta be like, and we had sex 3 months ago.
Yeah. Again, the recency of his lying is very recent.
Yeah. Yes.
Very problematic.
And then Lydia's like, we're gonna laugh about this 3 months from now. And Aaliyah starts crying. And Lydia's like, no, it's okay. We're the same person because like I'm dating somebody like so much younger than me. So like we're the same person now. Like
we're going to laugh about this 3 months from now when I'm back together with Uche.
Yeah.
And we're fucking.
Aaliyah and Uche. Aaliyah in confessional is like, how do I know Uche is not going to fuck me over? You don't. And that's why you eventually leave.
Yeah. Nope.
She tells Uche, if I don't trust you, I won't marry you. She says, Lydia said you considered starting from ground zero.
Yeah, whoa.
Whoa.
Does that mean they're going to have a date at the 9/11
memorial? That's why I was like, the 9/11 memorial? You're going to go to New York. This is, they're going to, you guys are
going
to
date. Yeah.
I thought this was taking place in Houston.
Yeah.
Uche says, I did
they're
not.
They're very patriotic down there, Max. That's probably why.
Yes. At least
I know where JP is taking Taylor.
Yeah.
on their first date. It's ground zero.
She says, Lydia said, so yeah, so Uche is like, I did not consider starting rebuilding with her, which is true based on the footage that we see. So Lydia is also a liar. These people are all liars. Yeah. All liars.
Yep.
Aaliyah says, I don't want to be friends with your ex. Uche is like, it's happening to me too. And Aaliyah's like, no, I'm in a cage with your ex. I'm trapped with your ex. I mean, yeah, it's definitely worse.
It's wild.
These producers, they do a good job.
Poor
good job, guys.
My God.
But they decide they're going to be okay. And she says, you're about to have a baddie on your arm. So they're going to be fine. They're going to be okay. They're going to get married. Everything's going to work out.
Yeah. Yeah. We still don't know if she was referring to Lydia or her when she said baddie on your arm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but you know.
Someone's going to work out.
I mean, yeah, I think so.
Do you think when Lydia found out that Uche and Aaliyah didn't work out, she was like, fuck, I should have just been going after Uche this whole time.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Milton. Jesus.
Fuck Milton. Jesus. Milton and Lydia. Lydia tells Milton that her and Uche dated in the past. And that she stopped things in February this year, and that she has no unresolved feelings. And this is when Milton just keeps saying, I feel nothing about this. I'm just listening.
I think the most he says about this is just seems messy. He's like, this is a little messy to me.
I don't have any thoughts. I'm like, Milton, you're so fucking boring. Have some thoughts, okay?
He's got Pokeball like, bouncing around in his brain. What are you talking about? That's all he can think about right now.
He talks about how smart he is, and he has no thoughts. I'm so smart. I graduated high school. I did all this fucking shit. I'm so smart for me 24. Have some thoughts then. Talk. You're on TV. Talk. Don't just say I'm listening and talk and then have Lydia talk the whole time.
He's too busy thinking about how he's going to catch his next Charizard. That's what it is.
I like how Lydia goes back to the women's court, quarters crying, and Stacey's like, he's in shock. Let him be in shock. Stop being so annoying, okay? He's allowed to have a human reaction. You lied to him. Let him take his five-minute break, okay? Aaliyah did the same thing.
Just 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
This is the quick five-minute timeout.
So Milton takes his break, and he ponders going to the pods, you know, and he's just worrying about how Lydia is sending him these mixed signals. Meanwhile, Lydia tries to lucky girl the situation.
He's my husband. He's my husband.
He's my husband. He's my husband. Uche is my husband. Uche is my husband.
I drive a Tesla now. I drive a Tesla now.
I am the Pokemon Master. I am the Pokemon Master.
It's good though. We get some deets. So apparently it's been going on since 2020, and I'm guessing this at least filmed in like this could have filmed in like 2022. I don't know these things film anymore because they have so many in
the
can.
All over the map. Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea. She said that she ended things in February, but I don't know anymore. Who knows? There are, these people are liars. We have no idea what the real story is.
Yeah, he says he ended it. She says she ended it. Who knows?
But it seems like he ended it, and then maybe they just had sex in February. Is my guess.
That's what the timeline makes it seem like. They had dated for a longer period of time earlier than that, but then they rehooked up again in February.
It could have just been one time little thingy thing.
Yeah.
Milton says, I wish I'd known sooner. And then Lydia's like, but then it would have affected me. And like, would you have stopped talking to me? And Milton says, truthfully, yeah, I would have stopped talking to you because it would have been messy. Yeah, but you still should have told him because it's the right thing to do.
Yes.
But yeah. Milton, I mean, I don't think it's particularly the reason to stop talking to someone, but I also get you're on a reality TV show. Maybe you don't want to be involved in all that mess, but then don't go on a reality TV show.
Yeah.
Be entertaining. Entertain us. Let you entertain us. Let you make us smile.
Yeah. Say something about it, you know? Punch a hole in the wall. Even. Come
please.
On. Please.
I like when he says, I thought going into this experiment at 24, I knew so much about myself emotionally, but maybe I don't. You think? You think?
He's he like, likes maybe, rocks.
Maybe at 24, I have a lot to work on. Maybe I'm not as mature as I thought. You think, Milton? You think? You think maybe you're a little too young to get married? You think maybe 24 is young?
No, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
he's a
yeah.
geologist.
He went to college early.
Yeah.
And Lydia's like, no, we're perfect. Let's get married. Babe, I want you so bad. And then she says, if you have any doubts, ask Uche. Ooh, baby. So Izzy and Stacy meet. And Izzy says that before they meet, he sees them in 50 years drunk off some rum on the beach.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Sounds like a paradise.
They're going to be together forever.
Yes.
That is what I get looking at them right now. They're going to end up in holy matrimony.
Yep. Just drunk as skunks on the beach.
Yes.
Puking their brains out.
Stacy says she can't imagine what he looks like besides a big cheesy grin. Does she think that he's the Cheshire Cat?
Yeah. I was thinking it would have been funny if she was like, I'm picturing these beautiful long locks of hair that go all the way down to his waist.
I think he's like fucking like Fabio or something. Yes. Yeah. Is it Fabio? No, who's the guy that got hit when he was on the roller coaster with the? Is that who I'm thinking of?
Oh, I don't know. But Fabio is the famous like long haired model.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And then Stacy lets out a very exuberant laugh.
That's a keeper.
She's excited to meet her Rapunzel-esque gentleman.
I think we may have found our soundbite of the week.
Yes.
But you'll have to find out on our Patreon, patreon.com/realityalert. That's where we cover all the bonus content. We give our weekly awards. And we talk about their social media from this week.
Yes, definitely check that out. When Stacy sees Izzy, she just starts laughing. Just starts laughing at him. And she goes, she looks, points at his bald head and goes, ew. And he goes, no, you're the girl from the bar. You're the girl from the bar.
Well, he had that big old grin on his face, so she couldn't stop laughing at that.
Did you notice how tight his pants were?
I didn't.
They were really tight. You could see like his butt. Like, wow. Very fully defined. This guy wears tight pants. It was
hot.
It was something to be seen. Go back. If you want to see the full definition of Izzy's butt, just look.
Okay.
Look at the back of his pants.
I'll pause. I'll zoom in.
Yeah.
I'll do it all.
You don't even need to zoom in. It's just butt.
Yeah,
but
I'm gonna zoom.
This was less awkward than the last reveal for me.
Yeah, no, it wasn't anything super crazy.
I know that's a low bar because JP and Taylor were so awkward, but it seems pretty normal to me.
Yeah, I think they're going to be going forward just fine, I think.
Yes.
I think they're happy with the way each other look.
She keeps talking about his laugh and how she's been dying for it. I hadn't really noticed Izzy's laugh, so I isolated it for us. Would you like to hear his laugh?
Yes, please.
Oh, I'm dying for it. I'm dying for it. I'm dying for his laugh.
It's an infectious laugh.
Yes. Milton and Lydia. Sorry, is there anything else about Izzy and Stacy? I feel like these proposal meetups, we've done so many of them. I'm just like, yeah, they happened.
Yeah.
Unless somebody's really not into the other person, it's kind of whatever.
Yeah.
Yep. Lydia and Milton proposal. Milton is like, I would have to give up a lot of things to be with you. I couldn't be up till 4 a.m. playing Wii.
Uh-oh, Jarrett vibes.
Yeah, watch out for good old Taco Tuesday coming up.
It's Taco Tuesday.
I like that he still plays the Wii, too.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was cool. Vintage, yes.
Yeah, very cool.
Yes.
And she's like, you can do that. You can go play with your friends.
Yeah, she says you can stay out late.
You can do sleepovers. You just got to call me and let me know that you're sleeping over at your friend's house.
She says age is a number and it wouldn't bother her. Milton brings up, what if his job asked him to move to Argentina? And she said she would be down to move. So everything should be fine.
It's great.
And then we just listen to him be nervous for a long time, and it's really boring, and I don't know. Milton's not really doing it for me.
What if they wanted me to go to the moon? Would you do that? I don't know what to do. I'm tall. I'm so tall and handsome. What do I do then? Us geologists, we might have to go to the moon or Mars. Are you okay with going to Mars? Relocating to Mars?
He says he's a huge risk taker, but he's been overthinking this. What do you think his definition of risk-taking is?
I guess guessing on the sedimentary soil. Yes. I don't know. I know, something rock-related.
Yes. Then he proposes. They say, I love you. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
I'm not buying this particular relationship, but
I don't feel good about any of these couples. Are any of them going to say yes? JP and Taylor, maybe?
I think those two will say yes. And then I think probably Izzy and Stacy will too.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I get some Barnett Amber vibes from them.
I see that. Uche comes to propose to his dream girl, but there's just a journal. He says, hello. And no one is there. And then we hear somebody come on the God mic and say, Aaliyah has decided not to continue with the experiment. It must have been one of the scientists.
Yeah. Yep. It was Bill Nye.
Yeah.
You could hear Bill Nye's voice.
Bill Nye, the science guy, is there.
It's all canon because he had a Netflix show, remember? Briefly.
Yes. Oh, I love crossover stuff. And he comes back to the men's quarter and says the episode's title. She's gone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That is so sad.
Trouble is washing over.
Oh my, it would have been great if one of the other guys went, she died? What happened? Was it from a broken heart?
I really am surprised she dipped. Do you think she'd at least want to go on the free trip to Mexico?
I know, right?
I know.
Dump the ass down there. Have some Margars on the beach. Chill.
What about the followers? Like, it really is a bummer that we don't get her, Uche, and Lydia down, and Milton down in Mexico.
Oh, and Chris Fox. Come on.
I'm so confused. We're only going to have three couples at, like, the couples meetup in Mexico.
Yeah.
And
they don't have nearly, they don't really have the whole love triangle thing nearly as much.
No, I think that's,
although, cool. I mean, Lydia will probably still be interested in Izzy.
Yeah.
because she was one of the 12 that were, you know.
And it's also crazy that we haven't had the Milton and Lydia reveal yet, and we're going into episode 5.
Yeah, that is weird. Maybe they just skipped it altogether.
We haven't had the final reveal. We haven't been to Mexico yet. We still have a lot to get through.
I think we're going to have a curveball or two in this next batch.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do a wedding next episode.
It's going to be a very odd group of episodes.
I think it is going to be an odd group of episodes.
Yeah, we'll see. We will see.
Well, this is
going to have to be some restructuring of the show just because of how many couples there are.
Yeah. How few.
Yeah.
How little.
Yep.
Well, this has been a fun time this week, recapping these episodes, but our podcasting is not done yet, because you can join us on our Patreon at patreon.com/realityalert for our bonus coverage, starting at only $5 a month. And over there, we're going to be recapping the social media coming out this week, from all of the current cast members and former cast members of Love is Blind. We're going to be going through the best sound bites of the week. We're going to be talking about giving out awards to the cast members, you know, who is the sassiest honey, the dirtiest dog, and stuff like that. And we're going to be giving out our predictions for the couples, what we think is going to be happening in the future. And that all happens exclusively over at our Patreon, patreon.com/realityalert.
Going to be fun.
Otherwise, follow us on Instagram at Reality Alert Patreon. Follow us on Twitter at Reality Alert _. And do us a favor, rate us 5 stars and write a nice review on Apple. And now apparently you can rate us 5 stars on Spotify too. That stuff really helps the podcast, helps us rise up in the charts, helps people discover us, and really does a lot for a small to medium sized podcast like us that's still rising up in the ranks.
And if you write a negative review, please at least give us 3 stars to go with it.
Yes, we like those.
Yeah.
It's funny. Okay. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.